Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, and boy, does it fit. It's also the 25th day of October, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029, and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's late fall. It's cold. Cold. And by this time next month, it'll be winter, whether it says it on the calendar or not. I don't know. Hell, they could push the right button, I suppose, and it could be 90 degrees, and I could be wrong as any. That was just an opinion. Suspicious pack. Well, let's see. Going to start off with here. Suspicious package addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden and Robert De Niro. And we're surely going to get into it as soon as we return.
They paid paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go, but you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, suspicious packages addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden and Robert De Niro. This is from Fox News. Former Vice President Joe Biden and actor Robert De Niro, both prominent critics of the Trump administration, were the targets. I mean, Mean Gene, when they used to do the old wrestling thing, the ball-headed guy, he'd be there to have Hulk Hogan on one side, Randy Savage on the other, and I'm telling you, brother, this is so ridiculous. This is so freaking ridiculous. And I heard, just before I came up here, one of the talking heads on, I think it was on Fox, but talking about 90% of the people agree there is a political divide in this country. Well, 90% of the voters, all of their polls are done by they're polling the straw man corporations. And I mean, they make up about 25% max. You can't even tell that because of all the invaders in this country. But I mean, 90% of those you polled, 90% of the 1,700 that you polled think that there's a divide in this country. There is a divide in this country, but it's not the one you're pretending. It's not this side or that side that we got to take a side like we did back in the Civil War and shoot each other for you. There's no divide like that. There's us and you. There's that you've declared yourself the ruling class. Well, that's you, and we're the class you think you're going to rule. We're the people you think you're going to subjugate, and that's us. And yeah, there's a hell of a divide, and that 90%. Why don't you try about 75% to 25%, and that 25% has made up a bunch of most spineless scum that ever crawled across the earth. They're not fighters. I can guarantee you that. After. Suspicious packages discovered Thursday, officials said, one day after several similar parcels were sent to the homes and businesses of various Democratic politicos on Wednesday. And you know, what are we up here, about 10 bombs here, none gone off? Corky was commenting on it this morning, and I agree. You know, I mean, they're getting laughed at out here, okay? So they may just blow up one of their, you know, one of their lower ones, you know, somebody named Patsy, you know, some Patsy. You know, they may just blow somebody up so that they can try to add some credibility to this incredible event we're witnessing before our eyes. I mean, this bullshit. The FBI, New Castle County Dell Police and Postal Inspectors were investigating the package addressed to Biden, law enforcement officials told Fox News, stressing the suspicious package investigation was the Bureau's highest priority. Well, I'm sure it is. God. The FBI was also investigating a second package addressed to Biden at a postal facility in Washington. Both packages were similar to the others that were received. The FBI later confirmed the packages were addressed to Biden and De Niro. Now, man, I'm telling you, I've got to believe that Mark Schumacher's up there. You up there, Mark? Mark's not here. Can't be. Not yet. Well, when he gets up there, you know, we had a little thing going on the site there a while back where he was going to, what the hell was the guy's name? What was his name? James Woods. Yeah. And Mark sent him two certified letters. And, well, they didn't get to, I mean, they were, one said that this was returned, said that this wasn't the right agency. That was one sent to his agents. And the other one, you could see it had been opened. And then returned certified mail. But it's laughable. It's laughable to think that these, you know, this ruling elite, they have layers of security around them. They know what they are, and they know what the goddamn people think of them. And this whole notion of somebody mailing them a bomb. I mean, we're going to prosecute to the full extent of the law, they say. Well, one of the things would have to be intent, you know. And if I was the person defending, I would say, you know, would any of these things actually explode? Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, has anybody tried to mail anything at the post office lately? They ask you all these questions and they X-ray it and they got you on camera when you bring it in there.
Oh, right here in this little town I live in, there's a camera right there. I mean, this whole scenario is ridiculous, but it's all right. It doesn't matter. They throw it out there. This is being thrown out there for, you know, there was a handful of people too stupid, too cowardly, or a part of it that went out to the last election and voted their straw man. Their corporation okayed the corporation's rule of our people. But the Americans. Go ahead.
But I sent you just an hour ago. George P. Bush is running now. I mean, come on! I got to vote against that bastard. That's got to be the one.
Don't you dare do it, Charlie, because you're not voting. You're not voting.
I mean,
this is in the
primary, you know. I mean,
I don't care if it's in the primary. I don't care if it's in a. I don't care if it's for dog catcher. You are not voting. Do you understand what a straw man is?
George P. Bush, though? I mean,
I don't care. No, what we have to do is tell them that they do not. The fact is, what it all comes down to, they do not have the consent of the people, of the American nationals, the people who own the country, the people who granted them the power to form a federal government. They do not, and the states don't either. None of them do. There is not one of us out there acquiescing. It's all being acquiesced. You go look at your. Do you have voter registration cards there in Texas, Charlie?
Oh yes.
Look at your voter's registration card.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. I want you to look at it.
Just a second. It'll take me a minute to dig it out.
Okay.
I haven't used it for a long time.
Well, get that puppy out.
But now you got to have that to get your daggum driver's license anymore. It takes 10 forms of ID.
Well, yeah. They got to affirm that you're the right corporation. Now, I bet you when you filled out that form, when you wrote your name, you spelled it in upper and lower case as a like any person does, like any real person does. I want you to look at that voter's registration card and tell me how your name's spelled.
Okay. Yeah, it's all capitals. You're right.
You're voting a straw man vote. That's a corporate vote. That is not a vote from an individual free sovereign. Sorry. I mean, all you can do is contribute to the fraud, brother. At any level. What you're doing is that's why they're so desperate to get people to get out there and vote. Because, I mean, people have figured this shit out. The American nationals, we the free people, are the only ones that can give consent to government. That's not you. That is your straw man corporation they created the day you were born. That's how they stole your part of the wealth of this country. And this is how they claim ownership over you, because you're just a sub-corporation under a bigger corporation. And when you go vote, all you're doing is signing for the straw man. That's all you're doing. It has nothing to do with any American national voting for anything. So you can think that one over. But we were talking about these suspicious power. Well, yeah, we were talking about defending. Now, they show little pictures of some of these things. I can't make them out real good. My eyes ain't that damn good, just to tell you the truth. But especially up close and things like that. It would have to, before you could claim intent, you'd have to say, I don't know, the person would have to be really freaking stupid and not know, I mean, absolutely not know how to build a bomb. And he was really trying to build a bomb, but 10 fucking times he failed to build anything that would even explode. Because you didn't see him blowing these things up. Hell, they were taking and opening them and then pulling them out. And I mean, you think about the Unabomber. I mean, his packages, they were booby-trapped, man. As soon as you slid this or you slid that, boom, that son of a bitch. I think it was Mark was talking about it the other day. I mean, just it's something, so even when the first person goes to open it to hand it to the second person, it could trigger you could make a connection for a mercury switch so that the first time it's tilted, the son of a bitch would blow up. I mean, this is the Mossad. This is the goddamn Jews doing this. So the incompetence is on purpose. I promise you they know how to build a bomb. And the very idea of this, this goddamn mail thing, like you said, I guarantee you they look at every fucking piece of my mail that comes to me. They look at it. They open, if they can't look through it with their thing, they'll open the goddamn package and they'll look in it. I promise you they look. It is one of the most surveilled apparatuses operating in the United States, I gotta believe. And like I said, right here where I go into
the mail is photographed and put in a database.
Exactly, man. Everybody walks through that door at that post office right here in this little, not in a little town no more. This goddamn place is overrun with Californians. But there's a camera right there. Right? When you go in, there's a camera, there's people, to pretend that any of this is shoddy. But they understand that it's come to the point that they're not going to fool anybody with a brain. This is specifically targeted at the retards that are left, because that's all they got. And if I guess it would be like, you're an intelligent person, and most of the intelligent people are being used by less intelligent people who are part of the secret societies and the cliques and what might have you. So I guess the idea here is, if you can keep that stupid son of a bitch, well, I guess the lodge could do that. But I mean, and then, trying to force this, like your employment could depend on, I've worked at places where when it come around election time, they walk around, your job could depend on this, man. You better think this. And I mean, you talk about goddamn manipulation, coercion. Man, had I known then what I know now. But again, as far as the vote, you're voting for a corporation. A corporation's voting, not you. And they own that corporation. So hence they own you. And every time you sign that goddamn voter's ballot, you're confirming that they own you. And that you're going along, and whatever they want to do, that corporation can do. Anyways, this whole thing, the FBI, I mean, they are pounding this. I mean, is this to drown out the fact that, I mean, this is just to take the attention just for a few days as they're moving them as fast as they can, this goddamn core that's coming at us from the south? You know, what is the master plan here? What's going to happen when those people are they going to play it like they did last time? Hell, this has just been months ago. You know, they got up and it was just like, oh, they've dispersed. And I heard somebody, I read one thing and something this morning and said, oh, 500 of them had, turned around and went back because they're frightened of bullshit. Once somebody, I have known habitual liars in my life. John used to talk about his buddy that, lit the garbage can on fire. And the guy's watching him doing it. No, I didn't do it. This is how habitual these people are. I don't think they even would know the truth if they told it. I don't think they are capable of telling the truth. And we know this is a production. And when you come out with this stuff like this, like I said, I feel like Mean Gene standing between Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan. You know, with this, and they're just looking serious as hell. Is this, there's all this bullshit. You know, it's comic book. They have taken the people that they've let, go on ahead and they're the people that they're allowing to have wealth. They're allowing them. I mean, it's not because of their brains or because their aptitude or anything. It's because purely based on their stupidity. They need stupid people out there that can stand in front of the camera and go, I think we should give Trump a better chance. Trump, he's saving the nation. When everybody at the guy, and I got to believe that the numbers have dropped. I don't think they have 25% anymore. I got to believe it's closer to 80% out here just going, Jesus, God Almighty, this is crazy. What the fuck is going on? And then they're jumping on the computers. And that's why they've had to go wet this internet as hard as they've had and as quick as they've done. They talked yesterday in an article, we talked about the several sites that they mentioned in that article that had been removed from Facebook. The only site that has been removed from Facebook that you cannot even take a link from their site and link it somewhere else. From the Trenches, anything with From the Trenches you cannot put it up. The other ones you can. You can put them up. You can make a post on Facebook and have that in there. You know, the name of their organization or whatever, I can't remember what they were, these alternate news sites. But you can try it with From the Trenches. Anything with From the Trenches in it. I mean, they are so fucking desperate. But the bottom line is, the cat is so out of the bag. I mean, people, at some point, you look at your own stupidity. I bought into this. God almighty, how did I buy into this for all this time? And then there comes a point where you go, God damn, now you're going to treat me like a goddamn fool. I mean, I'm already embarrassed enough until I won't even speak out against it because I was so fucking stupid. But now you're trying to treat me like I'm a goddamn retard or something. Like I'm going to keep on going along with it. And I think a lot of people have backed away from it because I've heard them talk. I mean, every once in a while, you'll catch just a phrase in their propaganda. And, talking about, people backing away from, not going to go vote. Not going to go vote, but that ain't good enough. It's not just not going to go vote. You need to unregister. Because on that list of acquiescers, on that list of acquiescing straw man corporations, you're still there. And if you don't vote it, they vote it. That's how they can vote it any way they want. They own it. Because they own the straw man corporation and that's the vessel they claim to own you through. They claim that you are their subject through that vessel. You need to get rid of it. And this is the simplest thing, when people, we took the license plates off our rigs and shit and wouldn't have a driver's license, that was dangerous. I mean, you could end up, beaten, shot, goddamn, certainly jailed. But this is the simplest goddamn way to say, we're done with you. We see exactly what you are and we are not going, we're letting you know. We're not going to participate. All they should be hearing is, rounds being jacked in, shotguns into goddamn pistols and into rifles and across this land. That's all they should be hearing at this point in the fucking ballgame. Because this is, like I said, that when Trump came in, they showed the clip of him on WFW where he give the guy the haircut. If you people watch that? This is what they're fucking doing right here, just like we're children or something. There's another article we're going to hit here where they're talking about, you know, these young people, they can discern opinion from fact better than the old people. You know, it's just gotten that goddamn ridiculous. I think they're hurting themselves doing this, but I think that they're at the point of desperation where they got to move. They got to do something. I mean, nobody's buying their bullshit. Everybody's buying more guns. Everybody's getting more pissed off. There's another new outrage committed every day. I'll tell you one that just keeps sticking with me. It's like with the when I talked about the lady I gave the $5 to Arby's. That Arby's up in Eugene. That just sticks in my fucking gut and it stays there. Another one that stuck in my gut that was beating the hell out of that little girl on that goddamn beach there in New Jersey. That sticks in my gut. And everybody, there's different things sticking in their gut. And the people are, I mean, they're getting ready to unleash hell on themselves. It's going to be hell on everybody. I mean, what do you say in The Patriot? And the innocent will die with the rest of us. Because this hell is getting ready to unleash. And there is so much bent-up anger. There is so much bent-up rage that you think you can fucking enslave me. And they've reached a point. This is where we're at. Where they're actually standing there going, there was a video on From the Trenches yesterday where the guy was going through the cop thing they had for the cops, telling them about the sovereign citizen thing and all this stuff. No, I'm not a sovereign citizen. I am not a citizen subject of anybody. I'm a fucking American national. This goddamn country belongs to me. I am the authority here. You are my fucking servant. Got it, boy? See, that's where we're at. They're at the point where they want to, in this film, you can watch it. And they're saying, these people think that the government doesn't have authority over them. Well, you fucking don't. You never did. In fact, go read the Federalist Papers. That was your argument for having this goddamn government, is you could never have authority over a free man. You could never have authority over us in our private lives. Your maritime authority ended where the tide ebbed and flowed. That's why when the court marshals, they used to have the court marshals on a goddamn ship. Off the goddamn, to get him off the land. Because they couldn't exercise their jurisdiction on the goddamn, on the property that is the United States, the little United, big ass states of these Americas. But they're at the point now, I'm telling you, because it was, I had it told to me. You guys seen the shit I wrote? And that's what inspired me to get pissed off. You tell me I'm your fucking property? Boom! No, I fucking ain't. You're fucking dead's what it is. You arrogant motherfuckers with you zero authority. You have no authority. You never had it. Through fraud and deceit and deception, you have put together this pretense that you've sold people with this straw man, just like I had Charlie take his voter's registration card. You played this game. We figured the game out. We're not goddamn corporate property. We are not subject to anyone. That's why we fought the King of England, because we would not be subject to his rule or his legislation. Got it? We understand it. And I'm telling you, this is because, I've noticed since I've started fighting, I don't know if I started fighting a long fucking time ago. I noticed that, we would dig, like when we were fighting with the Rangers, we would dig and we'd find something. And then we bring that forth, and everybody, they'd be a bit like, a bit all arbitrary. It's just like when they, when they first started the suspended, you better have that driver's license or we're going to charge you with a suspended license as a felony. You see, government legislated felony. But, they was just, when they first did it, was just, you go get your court appointed attorney. He's going to have you trick you get out of it within the admiralty. Or you're going to promise to go down and get it and go ahead and sign to your straw man and get that license. And you're going to, just show it and just go ahead and walk out. Okay. You obeyed us. Okay. But then when we came in and challenged the authority for that, things change. Then it comes, they want to kill you. They want to kill you, and then they come down hard on everybody. Because once they've been found out on something, once something has been established, they, it's, that's the law. Well, no fucking by God, it ain't. the law, and you know it ain't. They know exactly what they're doing. Hey, and that's why that the common law courts had to be the first thing removed, because that's that when they tried this shit, that's why you know the Bill of Rights was written for the people to protect ourselves. When they try this shit, well, you just you're this who's the grantor of the authority for the goddamn government? You and me. So we must be superior in authority, because we just granted them a little bit of authority. But when we granted them that little bit of authority, we didn't take it from ourselves and give it to them. It's still an authority that we hold. And like I said, like, you know, I've talked before, like the power to arrest. They never had the power to arrest an American national. It had to be in within the admiralty. They could arrest somebody crossing your border, well, you know, illegally. Because that fell into their jurisdiction. Even if it was on land, that's why you had the border patrol. So, I mean, those are the one people that were supposed to be nabbed with the admiralty. Those are the people that could be held indefinitely. They had no goddamn rights in this country. Only the American nationals have the rights in this country. It's our fucking country. We make up the rules. And we put it, codified it. The Bill of Rights is ratified law. It has never been changed. It is there. It is, you're going to tell me some Californian down there, some Californian corporation wrote down a law, says that, oh, you can only have a single shot 22, and that's the law, and you can go, and the penalty is this, in prison through this. Fuck you. You do not have the authority. They have been operating without authority for since 1868 at least. Well, more than that, since Lincoln the first incident when Lincoln declared martial law, that's when they stepped out of their authority. He did not have the authority. The people never granted any authority to remove the Bill of Rights or suspend them at any time for any reason. Any reason. I don't care how big the fucking emergency is. I don't care if your asshole's coming out on you. You can't do it. That's why that 9th article was put in there. You can't touch it. Ever. That's how the people stay in control. You can't just arbitrarily remove their authority. You can't create a corporation and then declare the people your subjects and subjects under a corporation as sub-corporations and you know, create the goddamn straw man corporation so that you control their goddamn inheritance from their country, from being an American. You take control of it, and this is how all this goddamn debt and all this shit is done. This is how they borrow money in your names. Did you guys, them trillions that they borrowed to bail out Steve Mnuchin and company, did any of you people sit down and sign a goddamn contract saying that you would pay any goddamn point? You were borrowing money for anybody or for yourself? In your grand, did you, can you do that for your grand, in your grandchildren's name? Do you see how insane the whole fucking idea is? And now, because it's been pushed, I've talked about it before. I mean, the people who do not appreciate what we have done, what the Patriot people have done and fought. You think if we hadn't had, I mean, goddamn, the times I've spent in jail, you guys seen a little bit of paperwork I did. I've done fucking boxes full of it. We've held back the tide. We've had our shoulder to that fucking wall, man. I'll tell you, if we hadn't have been here, you would already be fucking slaves. That's all there is to it. But there were people that stepped up and put themselves to the hazard, and because somebody had to stop it. Because we were the unfortunates that realized what was going on, well, we're the unfortunates that had to step up to stop it. But now there's no excuse for everybody. I mean, like this shit they're putting out with this, they may very well blow up a bomb. I really don't give a shit. This is a production. This is WFW Wrestling. And did you ever wonder, you know, we'll go to the break and we'll get into this a little more when we get back.
Deep in the darkness, and his mouth came home to me, and I saw the
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I'm
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Kid Rock was born free, and there wasn't damn one of us born free. I mean, I've lived a pretty goddamn free life just because of where I lived and the desolateness of it, and the fact that the Indians were here, and it wasn't a real safe place to be. But goddamn, it was free. You were free. I mean, I never trade that freedom for safety ever, ever, ever. Laura just brought this upstairs, and boy, I'm telling you people, UN puts boots on the ground in Mexico to help migrants, quote, lone children. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The United Nations Refugee Agency has 45 people on the ground in Mexico helping the more than 7,000 people who are marching from Central America to the United States border with Mexico. You know, the core coming at us with women and children up front. And see, those United Nations, they're going to have to protect them. When they get into that, to our border, they're not at our border. There's a 150-mile buffer zone there through that NAFTA that good old Trump, that good Americans only, Americans for Americans. So maybe we can just, completely dispense with the U.S. military, or maybe just bring NATO in. Just bring NATO troops in and fill up that 150 miles, put it under NATO control, United Nations control, because there's this goddamn, this conflict, this terrible thing, and man, pipe bombs and caravans and people attack. They're peacekeepers. You ever seen what those peacekeepers have done in other countries? A blue fucking helmet gets a bullet hole in it. That's all there is to it in this country. You motherfuckers are not allowed in this country. Got it? The Mexico News Daily reported on Tuesday. UNHCR spokesperson Adrian Edwards told a press conference in Geneva, Switzerland today in any situation like this, it is essential that people have the chance to request asylum and have their international protection needs properly addressed before any decision or return deportation is made. So they're coming down. There's some kind of international law. You're going to come into that 150-mile beachhead. And you're going to, this is how it's going to work, because it's got to have this adversary thing, because we got to pick sides here and kill each other, people. So Trump does send the goddamn military down on the border into that 150-mile-an-hour zone. And he said, he's done declared, you're not coming in. Okay. I'm declaring it. That's Randy Savage. I'm declaring it, brother. You're not coming. They're not coming in. And here comes the United Nations, and they say, they have international protections that supersede the sovereignty of the United States of these Americas. So maybe they understand. Maybe they've, you got to believe, I know a lot of people that have done military, man, and they're not all stupid. I mean, a lot of them didn't understand no more than the general public. A lot of them that went to these foreign countries and seen what happened, they understood it better than most people, actually, when they got home. Maybe they're thinking that they come to U.S. troops, and when you go down there and you tell them, we're bringing you down here, we're going to stop this shit. Can I have a clip in my gun? A bolt carrier? You're going to be here in the United Nations, listen to what this son of a bitch is, what they're saying here. It is essential that people have the chance to request asylum and have their international protection needs properly addressed before any decision on return deportation is made. Also, they're going to inflict this United Nations, this thing that exists in, this world organization. I know they got their headquarters where? New York. New York, isn't that where Trump comes from? So now he's going to, now it's just going to be, there's nothing we can do. The United Nations is, this is a United Nations. That was one of the things, he was going to get us out of the United Nations, remember? That was another one of them promises he kept for we the people. Do you hear what they're telling you here? They're bringing a goddamn United Nations authority along with them that says you are going to bring this in. You're letting these, I think that Blue Helmets need to start getting some fucking bullet holes in them. And don't hesitate. Go look around the world at what these motherfuckers have done. Peacekeeping missions. Bloody murder. The Mexican government initially warned people coming into Mexico illegally, most from Honduras, that they would be detained and deported. However, after attempts to prevent the caravan from entering Mexico on Sunday proved futile. God, I know how those federales are down there. Man, shit. Futile. The migrants have walked and or traveled on the back of trucks or in other vehicles, you know, buses and that we're paying for and through Chiapas unimpeded, the news outlet repeated. The news outlet reported that the Mexican government invited the agency to help. The Mexican government, you know, the communist Mexican government invited the United Nations into their country to accompany this invading army right up to our goddamn borders. And if we tried to stop them from crossing our borders, well, what did they say up here? That in any situation like this, it is essential that people have the chance to request asylum and have their international protection needs properly addressed before any decision. Oh, this sounds like an authority over the United States is what they're going to try to claim here with their United Nations. They're going to try to claim some authority over our sovereignty, that our sovereignty doesn't exist. Well, we can come 150 miles in. Trump just signed the paperwork. Here it is right here. See this contract from the corporate United States of America? Now we can come 150 miles in here and we're going to, that you're going, this is under UN law because this is a UN creation, NAFTA, you know, the North American Treaty Alliance or whatever in the hell it's called. That is a goddamn international organization. So it would make sense that the United Nations is going to come in and take that 150 wide miles, 2,000 miles long. You talk about a beachhead, and they can move right in there just with the authority of Mexico, can't they? Because Mexico's a signatory to NAFTA 2, that treasonous piece of trash Trump just signed. Now, isn't it? And that you watch this will be their excuse. Because the people here are saying, you know, fuck this shit, we're not going to allow it. I mean, to the point to, and it's coming right up on the election, it's kind of backfiring on them. They've went goofy with these bomb things, you know, these, I don't know, goddamn, you can take a bite out of what the hell are they called, a Pop-Tart, and that's a gun. So I guess anything could be a bomb. This is out of, they're making their move. They have to. They have to make their move. They have pushed it as far as they can. The goddamn people are just at the point where they're saying no. They're saying no. Some of them don't even know why they're saying no, but they know that this ain't right. They don't know why it isn't right, but they know it's not right, and they can't allow it. It has to be stopped. It is invasion. And then you have the people coming up like that, you know, that Mexican woman or wherever the hell she was from, speaking in broken English. This is a war. You dumb gringo, you do not know when you are invaded. It is when divisions come across your border and take over your body politic, even if they do not have guns. If they are taking over your political system and removing your rights and removing your constitution, they are invading. That is what the words mean, even in Mexican. God. Where were we here? Let me see.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Henry?
Yes. The first person, then the next person. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted real quick, asylum is
that's what was the other one that we talked about when the criminals come in, right? I mean, they use the other form of asylum.
Well, there's political asylum. There's just refuge. I don't know. I mean, it's an international corporate mafia operation. It has no rules. The rules are made as they go. And when they want to change the rules, they have like the G8 or these summit things, and they have a mafia sit down. And then they decide their next move. Or like they're in Switzerland where they all sit down and they decide what their next move is going to be. There are no fucking rules. That's why we keep telling you there is no left. There is no right. There is no Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals. There is just no law. That's the problem. And I think that was that Misty?
Yeah, Henry.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was just going to give you a follow-up on this. I did end up answering this response to the jury, and what's interesting is I mailed it, certified mail, and they would not even sign it. It was not signed. I spent the money to mail it instead of their envelope just to make sure, because they're not going to like anything I wrote in it. But anyways, you talk about the corruption. It says, as far as the duty to respond, any person willfully or corruptly making false answers to any of the questions shall be deemed guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. So they're already going to say that you're guilty if, you know, you don't answer this stuff. So I answered everything. As far as I could, you know, think that would be public record, but then I did write in there on certain questions that I believe in jury nullification, no victim, no crime, and then when they started asking personal questions like my husband's, where he works, how my children, blah, 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 I just wrote, put a little asterisk beside all of them, and I said, due to threat of being, in parentheses, deemed guilty of a Class A misdemeanor, please refer to the Bill of Rights, Article 4.
Okay, there you
and
go.
And I put that on about pretty much everything, and we'll see what happens. I got to be there on the 9th unless they call me, but I don't know. I have this kind of feeling I'm fixing to be made an example of.
Well, listen,
I don't know. I hope I'm not going to be, but I kind of feel like it could happen out here.
But they didn't open it, right? You didn't. They didn't open it to read it, right?
No, I have no. No. What I'm saying is, you know, when you do certified mail and return receipt request on when you get that little piece of paper in back, they are supposed to have signed it.
Yeah, somebody has to sign to pick it up.
It was.
They have to.
Pardon?
Somebody has to sign to pick it up.
They did not.
Wow.
And okay, they did not. See, and that's the only reason why I did it. To make sure that if this somehow they try to put me in jail over this, that's why I did it certified mail.
My husband,
Doc, works.
Go ahead.
Do a man damage like Henry did.
No. Listen. If they got your document, okay. Hang on to your receipt where you mailed it and everything, and just you're going to show up to the where they go to pick the jury, right?
Right.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to say, Misty, you're dismissed. Because you told them that you believed in jury nullification. See, I know a friend of mine, his wife, I mean, everybody hates this. I mean, they don't understand it to more degrees than they've learned from me just talking to me, you know, over the years. But when they took her, she went right in there and she told him, says, I believe this is a corrupt court. I believe that person's already been declared guilty instead of innocent. And I mean, and they said, ma'am, you're dismissed. And I guess from what she told me, said a few more people just started saying it and people started walking out. So they're not going to want you to talk.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they're going to want to ask you any questions. They're just going to dismiss you.
Well, I'm hoping I'll get the phone call before I even have to show up to that dang place. You know, I'm just, you know, I don't typically leave my land. Very seldom do I leave this property. Yeah. You know, I just don't even like dealing with people. You know, but, you know, yeah, that's, you know, that's what, I mean, I don't know. I answer the questions. I just know they're not going to like what I answered, so. Oh, well.
Once you go past the security checkpoint, they got you. Got you by the balls.
I'm
man,
telling you.
No matter what you say at that point.
I'm telling you. If you go in there, just go in there. If it's time to go in, just go in there and sit down. I'm betting that the judge is just going to say, Misty, make sure you see. They're wanting you not to show up, but if once you show up and you did answer the questions, whether they like how you answered them or not, you answered them. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, I don't know what your last name is, Misty. I can't remember, but they're going to say Misty, blah blah, and they're going to say you're dismissed because they're not even going to want to hear. Nobody's going to want to ask you a question because of what my friend did. I mean, she just they asked her, you know, could you think you could make an impartial decision in this case? She said no, because I think that this is an illegal court. I think you already have that man convicted. And, yeah, I mean, you're dismissed. And then other people, because they got to hear it, then people just started repeating what she said, and they were walking out one after another. You see what I'm saying? I don't think they're going to want to ask you any questions.
It goes back to the bullshit because I'm being forced to do something that I don't agree with. You know, I mean, under threat of being put in jail. I'm being threatened.
Yep, you sure are. They are. Yeah, that is. I mean, asking you the personal information, it's bullshit. But, you know, the reason they do that, because in their admiralty courts, because I've done trial in their courts, you know, put the flag up there, and, you know, we're fighting tooth and nail. The whole fight's over jurisdiction. But, you know, so they're going to have a trial. What they do is, like when they go to pick jurors, and keep this in mind. Now, each juror, they give you like a you're doing jury selection, and they give you like it's an expensive folder that doesn't have to be, that everything's leather bound on each potential juror. So you can pick that up and then you look at it like that. Like I'm reading one, you know, I'm sitting there at my table and I'm reading it. And there's questions in there like, are you related to anybody in government office or related to any police officers and shit like that? And right away I see that and I slap that shut. And I, you know, when it comes to that juror, I go dismiss for cause. You know, they're a part of this, what I'm attacking here. So the reason they do that, and then they're going to have that little folder, okay? And then, even if they make it around you, no matter where you're sitting, when they come around, somebody's going to open, they're going to be reading that coming up on you. Because they're going to decide whether they want you on their jury or not. Both the defense and the prosecution. And I guarantee you, the prosecution's going to open that up and say, nope, don't want her, get her out of here.
Oh, okay. See, now that's what I don't understand. I don't understand it. But you know, like Doc was saying, I don't know. The defense might want you because you said you believe in jury nullification.
The judge will do it. The judge. I mean, he has no power to.
Oh, really?
He has no power to, but I mean, before all of this stuff comes through, I mean, before anything starts, the judge and the guy, poor guy, whoever is getting the prosecutor's defense attorney, they're going to be sitting down and they're going to be doing lunch and they're going to sit down in the judge's chamber. They're going to talk it all over and they're all going to look at what the potential jurors are. And the prosecutor is going to say, I don't want to burn a peremptory challenge on this one. Look at what she, you know, hey, man, and the judge, I mean, I believe the judge will just dismiss you. Just say, well, you can leave. But if not, I guarantee you that the prosecution isn't going to allow you on that jury. They will spend it, you have three challenges. They will burn one of them on you to get rid of you.
And, you know, all it is, it's a DWI and an open container case,
mm-hmm.
which, once again, no victim, no crime. I believe in that 100%. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, it wasn't like he caused an accident, nothing like that, or the charges would have been there, which they didn't say, I'm not allowed to tell anybody about this but my own husband and my boss,
yeah.
you know, which is ridiculous, you know.
Wow. The thing is that it's an illegal court. I mean, everything about it's illegal.
Right.
Everything about it's treason. You did right by. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what I mean. That's a good way to do it. As long as you answered all those questions, they might not like the way you answered them. But I'm telling you what, they're going to appreciate that you answered them that way, because that goddamn prosecuting attorney does not want nobody like you on the jury. Okay.
Yeah, but okay. The people wonder, oh, you should have hid out. And,
no, I tell you, I don't. I think it. No, it's just like this voting thing, Charlie. I think it's better. Just like when, mm-hmm. when this been quite a few years ago, when my friend's, it was his wife. She got called for jury duty. My friend for all my life, he'd been my friend. I've known him since they were married. I know their kids when they were born. How we lived together at my dad's house when we were all poor one time. But so, you know, she'd heard me talk all, and she knew just how dirty it was, and And she's, you know, she's an upright person. She just said, I know that this is an illegal court. I know that man has already been guilty. And that this whole thing is a farce. And man, you're dismissed. You can leave right now. And she get up and she could hear him as she was leaving. The next guy, I believe what, you know, just saying the same thing she said. They were all walking out. So they'll probably.
The guy could have got off. I mean, yep. I ruled against the government once, but they won't ever call me back.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I know some people believe in that, but we can't have true jury nullification until we have true juries. We cannot accept any this fraud to any degree. It's just like the voting thing. I mean, you could say that, goddamn, you like this Bush guy, you know, yeah, of course you hate son of a bitch, but it doesn't matter anymore. They have made the declaration upon us that we are their property, and they have removed our Bill of Rights. We're at war. The talking part's over. The voting part's over. We're at fucking war. It's time for bullets. That being said, we're at the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, people, the truth will set you free. And that is The Word from the Trenches.